Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies, and this is the Deck of the Homer podcast.
Brandon and friends host this podcast.
We hope you like this jolly podcast.
Oh, well, hello, everybody. Man. Another month.
Another Deck the Lifetime Uncorked. It's great to be back, Patrick. Hello.
Did we bump the vocals on that? Those vocals were coming in.
Well, it, we lost in the tragic tripping incident.
The tripping incident of 24. That's right.
I lost the old one that we would do for Deck the Lifetime Uncorked, where it was the boom, boom, boom.
That's right.
So I got to get it back somehow and still.
Yeah. Bran lost the soundboard, which it turns out we were keeping a lot more on that soundboard than we probably should have.
I mean, you know, 5 years worth of business.
We didn't have any saved anywhere
else. I have it somewhere. Had I thought about it before starting this episode, we would have.
That sounds worse. But there were some things we didn't have.
There were some things, and I just had to remake them. It's
like
fine.
The dive clip, for instance.
And you guys have the decorations for St. Patrick's Day. We're ready.
We're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
Do you go nuts on St. Patrick's Day because of your name?
I used to. Yeah. If your name is Patrick, it's required for you to go hard on St. Patrick's Day. Even as a child, I was like doing car bombs and sorry to the Irish people. It was crazy. I've known how to do a car bomb since I was like three.
This 9-year-old Patrick walking downstairs, be like, "You guys ready to get wasted?"
My name's Patrick. Totally. There's nothing you can do.
This is like it's my duty.
Oh, man. What are your top three favorite Patricks, you think, aside from yourself?
Patrick Swayze, I guess.
Great.
Come on.
Patrick the Mahomes.
Football player. Yeah, good. Great. I'm excited. What's next?
What's this about Patrick? Go ahead.
And Patrick...
Patrick Starr from SpongeBob?
Oh, Patrick Starr, yeah.
Patrick Stewart from Star Trek. Sir Patrick Stewart.
I was going there. I couldn't think of the last name. But
what about Patrick Sajak? I know we don't normally call him Patrick, but...
He's another one. There's not that many Patricks out there in the fame
brother,
game.
My brother Patrick.
I have an uncle named Patrick. Yeah.
True story. In the world, there's a lot of Patricks, but they don't aspire for stardom, you know?
Yes.
They want to be...
You hear that, Pat Mahomes?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm excited about this one. It is a Hunting Housewives, which is what we're talking about.
A Hunting
today.
Housewives?
Hunting Housewives.
Okay.
The A is silent.
It's a silent A, but you know it if you've seen the movie, which you and I have, Patrick. Dan, you have not. We're going to tell you all about this movie. If you didn't watch it at home, that's okay. We got you covered. What do we need to know, Pat, heading into this movie? A Hunting Housewives.
Yes. So this movie has nothing to do. It's not affiliated with Housewives of any of the Bravo Housewives. They make that very clear. I saw Denise Richards in an interview and she was like, just to be clear, this is very much not affiliated with Bravo or anything Housewives. Just has it in the title. So Denise Richards.
Do you think they regret it now that they're having to hey guys, can you just, whenever you're talking about the movie, make sure.
I know we already named it and we're doing press, but now that we're out here, seems like we're getting a little bit of pushback.
Seems like there might be some legal things going on with Andy Cohen not being happy about people branching out.
How about that?
Is that really is there some backlash there? Is there somebody who used to work with Andy Cohen on this movie, or is he just a housewife?
Yeah, all of them. So Denise Richards, Kim Johnson, Melissa Ford, and NeNe Leakes all are former Bravo housewives who are in this movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, so that's where the Housewives comes in, but they're all not there. If they say it's just the title, it's not an affiliation of that. They're not.
Yeah, they don't have the right to the word Housewives. That is what what's happening.
Of course.
Yeah.
And we're big housewives.
Yeah, I knew all about it. This is a real question. Is Andy Cohen vindictive like that? Do you think he's someone who would really get mad about something like this?
Totally.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Totally. Yes.
Because I only really know Andy from New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. That's about, I see clips of his show out there every once in a while where he interviews celebrities. I honestly, honest to goodness, didn't really know what his affiliation with the Housewives was. I thought maybe he just did after shows, but does he did he create it?
The after show and he created. And I don't know if he conceptualized, but he is a producer.
Is that
the head of the network?
Is that what he's the head of Bravo?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I did not know that either.
He went from after show host to head of the network.
Well, after show's on Bravo.
After show was him trying to become famous because he was the head of the network. The after show,
he was head of the network first.
So was he not really famous before this? He just was running a network.
No, not until Kathy Griffin made him a success, and then he ran with that.
Wow,
what did Kathy Griffin have to do with it?
She was the D-list celebrity. Remember that reality show?
The only thing I know, I heard Anderson Cooper on Smartless, and he told a story about he got set up on a date with Andy Cohen, and it went terribly. Like, he said it was like the worst match ever, but he loves hosting the thing with him. Wow. So that's the only thing I know about him is Anderson Cooper's like, would never date him, but we have fun doing this.
Oh, listen, I love him.
Kathy used to host with Anderson, and then all that went down, and then she got replaced by Andy.
The drama here that I knew nothing about.
The two of them on New Year's Eve, aside from the one year where they weren't allowed to drink, is always a wonderful time.
Well, there you go. I mean, they're in their lane, but that's why we're very clear of this Housewives movie that it's not in that lane.
Very interesting. But has he come out and said anything about this movie? Like, I can't believe them, or has he kind of been quiet about it?
Not publicly. I'm sure it's behind the scenes. Like, he sent an email to Denise and was like, hey, chill with the Housewives.
Interesting.
Didn't text her either. Just sent an email.
Andy@andy.com.
Andy@andy.com, of course.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I mentioned the Housewives. There is one other person in this movie. And Lord help me say his name. Mark Ganymede. There's an accent on the E at the end. Ganymede.
You said there was an accent on the E, but you changed the A pronunciation, and I'm trying to keep up here. You're like, Ganymede? Ganymede? There's an accent on the E. Ganymede. Ganymede. The E's the same there.
I recognized him. I don't really know what from. Maybe it's other Lifetime stuff, but
he's been in stuff.
Yes.
For sure.
And then the other guys in this movie, they just don't get a credit.
Martin Roach? I mean, there's other husbands in the movie, but I don't even think I wrote down their names.
More than fair.
Yeah.
Great. So that's kind of where we're at. the movie has been heavily publicized. Like, Denise Richards has been out there doing press. This was a big deal for Lifetime. And
the guy was the lead opposite Kimberly Sustad in this past
Mark Ganymede.
Yes Ganymede.
Well, there you go.
You get it.
There's an accent on the E.
Yeah,
Patrick, there that's is. The key.
Oh, so it's like instead of a E, it's a A. Yeah,
how you doing?
Got it.
Yeah,
instead of Ganymede.
What the happened in here?
Yeah. Hey.
Love that.
It's an Italian character Patrick's working on.
Hey.
Yes.
How you doing?
Ganymede.
Yep. I haven't been called in for those Italian roles.
You haven't been, but you haven't booked any of those, huh?
It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
Nope. It's a tragedy.
It is.
So, yes. So the movie starts off. We are in the woods.
Okay.
So, not a tropical island, just woods, and it's a plane crash has happened, and where we see debris around. Denise is lying there in a yellow jumpsuit. She looks great. She has a little soot on her shoulder, otherwise not a scratch. she has a thorn in her palm, like that fable with the mouse and the elephant or something.
Oh, no, of course.
We all
know that one.
We don't have the time. We don't have
What'd
the time.
What'd you say, Aaron?
Pretty sure it's a lion.
It's a lion?
It's a lion and a mouse.
A lion and a mouse. Paw.
No. Okay.
There great. You go.
I like the elephant. Talking
about. This was fun. It's gone amazing. I got it.
So is there no elephant?
No elephant in the jungle of the or in the woods of this movie. But Denise.
But what about the fable?
Like Denise is like the fable. She's the lion.
Got it. Okay. Great.
Yeah, she got a thorn in her palm.
You know what's great about seeing them crashed is looking at them and knowing there's no way, based off of their condition, that anyone died. That's the good news. You look at them and you say, there's no way with the way that they look currently that anyone that was involved in this crash is dead.
But you're saying it's not on an island. You said it's just in the woods somewhere.
Correct.
Right, right.
Okay.
We thought it was an island.
I was under the impression we were going on an island.
Yeah.
We're in the woods.
Just in the woods.
No, we're in the woods. Denise looks around and she says, I think the plane crashed. And then we get the title card.
No.
Something like that. Something to that effect.
Man, I can't believe I missed this.
Cuts to two hours earlier, which I'm like, oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And the four housewives show up at an airplane hangar. And thank you.
You were looking for some sort of like congratulations.
I did. I wanted something because I was honestly pretty proud of myself.
Garage, airplane garage. Hangar? Yes. Yes. Looking for a hanger.
You know,
yes.
Like, you know, like the thing that you hang your clothes on, but it's not. It's a big thing.
Hangar.
You
put
your, hang your
spell it differently.
Plane on.
AR.
And they're all there and they're very excited about this trip. It's a right. girl's trip.
Girl's trip.
That's exactly right.
There's Denise Richards. She's like the alpha. Yeah. Her husband booked the private jet. He's very rich. NeNe Leakes is there. NeNe Leakes is the fun one. She's very fun. I switched to character names for the other two because I don't care about them as housewives. Cheryl is the character name. She's like a sporty yoga one. And then there's Jolie, who is Australian. She's Australian and blonde.
So there's the fun one, the sporty one, the alpha, and the Australian one.
There you go. So
that's how we'll refer to them. They're the Spice
Girls
of right, Housewives. Right.
Australian Spice.
Australian Spice, naturally. Yeah,
of course.
And as Brent said, they are on a girls trip. They flirt with the captain. They're like, hubba hubba, captain. Ooh, do you fly jets here often? You know? So it was pretty fun.
Which, I got to be honest, underwhelmed by the captain.
He wasn't.
If you're listening, captain... You're great. But housewife status?
No.
Get out of here.
No. I mean, we could have done better.
Yeah.
But we'll get to like maybe why he's important.
Right.
Because, you know, he does more in this movie than just be hot.
I assumed he was going to die immediately.
Oh.
Well, right. It's all pretty standard fare for the beginning.
Right.
There's nothing really going on. So we go back to the crash site. Lifetime doesn't have the budget to actually depict the plane or the crash or anything.
It's for the best, I think.
On the plane. We don't nothing about the yeah, we skip all that.
Like trust me, man. Trust me, I have a lot of questions about the plane.
Right. Yeah.
Which we'll get to.
Basically, they aren't even in the air that long before it goes down, and they don't really remember anything from the flight. We see, like, in the debris, like, they're, like, kind of looking around, like, where's the captain? We see an arm, like a manicured hand, like mine, just sticking out of, like, of some debris like this.
This felt self-serving to show off your amazing nails.
To see Patrick's manicure this week.
It really was, like,
it was. It's just so, like, hey.
Yeah.
A hand. And they see the hand. They're like, oh, my gosh. That's NeNe. That's NeNe Leakes. She's dead. NeNe is dead.
Is dead.
What?
Everyone else, gravy. They couldn't look better.
Really?
Yeah. She's dead.
So NeNe
and
what?
NeNe Leakes is the biggest star of besides Denise Richards,
yes. Now,
thanks to the power of flashbacks, we do see some more NeNe, but not a lot.
No. I said I had more lines in my Lifetime movie than she does.
Wow.
I don't know.
No more questions.
True, but it's close.
Well, a lot of my lines got cut. A lot of my lines.
right. They couldn't cut her
in the director's cut of only. Only old flames never die. I have more lines than NeNe Leakes.
Way more lines.
That's right.
So their instinct, the housewife's instinct, is to not check her, see if she's okay. They say, we need to get those rings off her hand because that jewelry is expensive. That's what they do.
So like, oh, our friend is dead. Let's rob her corpse.
They say like, oh, her son will want them or something like that. But take the jewelry off the body was the first thing they did.
Yeah.
And then they looked for, the normal things like first aid and cell phone reception.
Yeah.
Like, they did none of that.
What's great, when they were checking the cell reception, I was like, why are they checking the cell reception? Because at this point, I still wasn't really sure where they were. I thought maybe they were on an island and we just haven't seen the good part yet. So I'm like, why are they checking the cell reception? But come to find out, they're just in the woods, in continental US.
Yeah, in the continental US woods.
Yes. Like, not far at all from where they are. So, but there was no cell service for some reason.
No cell service. Do you think they're in like Pickens or 96?
Maybe Pickens in 96,
Yeah.
Something like that.
Cowpens.
So
we cut to the husband, Denise Richards' husband, Mark. The character's name Mark, the actor's name Mark, makes it easy for us.
Sure does.
He has gathered all the husbands in his basement.
Yeah.
And a nice basement, like a finished basement, not a scary basement. And he said, I have the best reality TV to show you. He's a reality show producer.
Yes.
He's like, it's going to be a great viewing experience. I got beers. I got popcorn.
Andy Cohen in this movie.
Totally. Actually, we shouldn't say that because Andy will send us an email.
That's true. No.
Allegedly.
No one is Andy Cohen in this Lifetime movie.
Maybe that's how Denise and the gals think about Andy, but not us. We would never.
No. He's Mandy Bowen.
Yeah, Mandy Bowen.
I actually think he's a stand-in for Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
But we'll get there. We'll get there.
All right. Yeah, they were together for a while, right?
Yeah, they were together for a while, and I've looked into it, and there is some, parallels. So, the husbands are like, what's the show? And he turns on the TV, and it's the wives being like, we're stranded.
He is.
And they're like,
what?
He's rigged the woods with cameras to watch them as they fight for survival.
How did he know they were going to crash?
He set it
up. Exactly.
He killed a woman?
This is his whole plan. Yeah.
To kill all the women is his plan.
To kill them all?
To have them all die. Yes.
He wants to watch with the husbands?
Yes. And the husbands are not in on it. They're like, what? Those are actors. They look just like them. This can't be real. You're making a prank, right? And then Mark takes out his gun. He's like, I'm not crazy. All these women are just trying to take our money, and we're men. We need to stand up for ourselves and be manly and not have these women in our lives anymore.
And they're just they're like, bad. Sure, pass me a blueski, pass me a brewski.
Nene's husband, is that
NeNe?
Sorry.
Watch me whip. Watch me NeNe.
they realized pretty early that she's dead because she's lying there with her hand up.
So that
and so her husband is like, whoa, man.
You just killed my wife.
And is mad.
Yeah.
Is mad about this. And he's
mildly
like,
mad.
Mildly. But mad enough for Mark to point the gun at him and say, follow me. And he throws him in this basement that's locked.
I thought you said they're already in the basement.
They're in another part of the basement.
It's actually the gun cellar.
The gun
cellar.
But this is got multiple locks. No way they going to get out of it.
When do they stanky
leg? But it does have all
they do stanky leg later. We'll get to
okay.
it.
Sorry.
Yes. So the other two husbands are like, okay, we'll just roll with this so he doesn't throw us in the gun cellar too.
Yeah.
Denise, Sherelle, and Jolie don't remember anything, but Denise has a plan, and her plan is to split up.
Yeah.
Is it?
More or less.
What, just so we can cover more ground and find civilization or what?
Well, we basically just that's it. She's like, let's split up. There's no other plan. She goes walking around, Denise does, and finds a parachute. And she's so we know that the captain who's missing, came out with a parachute and is somewhere on the island or the woods.
Oh, the not an island, the woods.
That's not an island. It's a woods.
Yeah, it's a woods.
And she runs into a baby black bear, and the baby black bear is so cute.
So super cute bear.
But it's a baby, which means the mom is around somewhere, right?
Yes. But the boys see a bear on cameras, and Mark is pumped. Mark's like, "Yeah, bear, you go!" And the other guys are like, "What is up with this? What's up with this guy looting for the bear?" But they got to go along with it, obviously. So they're like, "Yeah, bear."
Yeah, it's giving like what's that show? Squid Game. It's giving like Squid Game, like with the guys watching.
This is hysterical. I knew that they were like. I thought they were just there and like deserted. I didn't know any of this information.
I didn't either.
Man, yeah. What a time.
So we also see during the split up section, Sherelle is making a fire. We get a little fire making montage, which in my notes says first making montage. So I better fix that. And
first making montage. Is it just one fire and we just see multiple camera cuts of it or what?
She's like, you know, getting the sticks and like yeah. putting them in a little tent.
I got
that
you.
Type of thing. Yeah. It's very.
They had short. A lighter. They had a lighter and they had one of those things that you like a little starter thing.
They also all have giant water bottles.
Nalgene.
Yeah. The kids these
not
days
the,
are
not the Nalgene.
The Stanley. The Stanley ones?
No, not the Stanleys. The ones that are like, drink this much water by 9 a.m.
Oh,
this much
gosh.
Water by 10 a.m. Yeah, it's like a half, like a gallon. It's like yeah. a gallon. I have one of those too, but it was funny to see them like actually have that.
Have you ever used one to actually drink that much water?
Yeah. Oh, I drink that much water every day.
Yeah, I do too. I've never used one of those, but I do too. But I didn't like it. Did it help? Do you think that helps?
No, okay. I didn't like, I would drink two of those a day and I just didn't like having something that large around all the time.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So Jolie is looking through luggage and she doesn't find anything. She finds a piece of glass that I was like noting because I was like, this is going to come back. It doesn't come back.
I thought it was going to come back too. And speaking of coming back, we're actually going to come back after this break here on Deck the Lawnmowers.
So we're going go. After
I tried
three.
To match. We yeah, both tried to match. We tried to do a match.
Yeah, we did.
We're back, watch everybody. We have three alive housewives, one dead housewife.
Yes.
We got sporty, a fire.
Funny alpha in Australia.
In Australia.
Yes, of
yes.
course.
We have a fire. We have a shard of glass. And we've got some men back in the basement watching the entire
right.
thing.
And... yeah, the ladies, we get a bunch of like scenes with the ladies kind of like on camp, like just kind of hanging out. There's not much action, but they talk about Denise's marriage and like how great it is. He's like such a great husband. He'll probably realize she's missing and call for help. But we see that the marriage is actually on the rocks. Mm-hmm. Like he's abusive and like manipulative and like not a great guy. Like obviously he put them on a plane and crashed it and is watching them for fun.
You don't normally set up this type of situation unless there's been some things along the way that would have showcased that you're a psychopath. And the truth is the same here. The same is true here is what I'm trying to say. He's not a good guy. He's one of those like, you need me, like you're nothing without me. Mm-hmm. One of those type of guys. Yeah.
Right. And the movie is really going for something here. So this is kind of where I was like, it's like a Charlie Sheen, like twinge of that relationship because, you know, was Rocky and they're trying to like tackle the subject of domestic abuse. I don't know if they're doing it well, you know, sure. I don't
I mean,
think
you can only expect so much from a Bravo ripoff Lifetime Housewives movie.
Yes. But to shoehorn it into the plot of the movie, we obviously know he's a psycho person, like having him be abusive. Like, I guess if you're a psycho, then you're probably abusive, but it was just a weird choice to really drill down there. So, because we do see like a couple flashbacks about this. They also talk about a survival diet being pretty much paleo.
They're killing a lot of meat out there, eating a lot of it, or just,
well, they were like, we're like, well, we're eating berries, but we'll have to like kill something to like eat the meat. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah. But one of them was talking about how what she has been eating has actually prepared her pretty well for this, and that these berries are filling her up. Like, she's like, I could actually make it out here. I'm doing pretty good.
The berries? Where did they just find a berry patch?
It's a good zone for berries.
It's a good berry zone.
It's a berry zone.
They found the berries. So back at the bunker, the little basement bunker we have, Mark is very disappointed the housewives are just talking and being boring. He wants them to like do more like survival.
Dance puppets?
Yeah.
It's like they need a producer out there like work, like asking them questions and like getting them to like turn on each other. But it's not going to happen because, you know, they're actually friends. They kind of become obsessed with Nene's dead body, like being so close to the camp. They're like, well, we need to move her.
Yeah.
Like she's gonna like start decomposing, or like the bears are gonna eat her.
The bears are gonna come.
Okay, the bears. That's the first good reason I've heard. Yes. Yeah,
the bears are gonna come. The animals
her or move the camp.
They decide
move her.
They decide to move her.
Okay. They don't want to move the camp. That's too much work.
Yeah, of course.
So they're going to move her, and the Australian one is like, I can't bury my friend. I can't bury my friend.
Oh, my gosh. How did we get her? Is this her here?
Is it live from down under? Is that?
Wow. I love Nene. I love my name.
Can I tell you what you sounded like? You know that SNL sketch, the Californians?
Yes.
You turned into that is what you turned into somewhere along the way.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, just a great, and you stayed away from shrimp on the bobby, which is the only thing I can say in Australian. So good.
Down
good
under.
Down under.
Rise of lights. I don't want to be cliche.
No.
I want to keep it classy.
Yes.
So.
That was classy.
They move the body. Speaking of keeping it classy, they have a memorial service for Nene. And that's pretty much the last we see of her.
All right. R.I.P.
And I think the guys that aren't Mark see them having this memorial and they really start to feel bad.
Maybe
like, oh my gosh,
a step too far with putting them in the forest.
Yes. I think we've done goofed. I think we need to do something. But what can they do? This guy's got a gun.
Someone's got a knife. Right. Yep.
Speaking of weapons, a hunter shows up. He has a little mask on, like one of those bandana ones, and shoots an arrow, and we get the arrows like shooting through the forest like it's freaking Robin Hood. It's crazy. I mean, they are real arrows. And Sherelle gets hit in the designer purse.
Oh, right in the designer purse. Oof.
Right to the purse. Which really hurt me. I screamed.
What was the designer? Who is the designer of the designer purse?
I think Chanel.
Okay.
Yes.
Looked like a Chanel purse to me.
And when she gets hit, you know, you don't know for sure that it didn't go through or not. We don't know. And her husband is watching in horror, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, like has to act like it's like he's excited about it. He's like, do we need to throw you in the gun cave? And it's at this point that they decide need to do something about it. And so that guy luckily had some prescription pills. That's as much as we get about what they are, but they're like, hey, we need to like drug his drink, then we can knock him out and then do this thing. So they hatch a plan to put, to break open one of the pills, drop all that powder in to his beer.
That one pill is going to knock him out.
I think that one pill will do it.
Yeah.
Does he have cyanide?
I don't know, man. I don't know what it is.
It was just like, you know how you keep like sleeping pills on you at all times?
You know, you have those white pills.
Nondescript white pills.
Nondescript
white.
Oh, the bot. Yeah, we all carry nondescript white pills. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So it's
one will knock you out. And so you carry them with you all the time just in case you need to be knocked out.
Right. So he does, they do put it in his beer, but, he decides he needs something stronger. He can't.
Yeah,
drink
he goes
it, right.
He goes
he's about to drink
the
it.
The whiskey.
Yeah. He's about to drink. He's like, I'm gonna get a whiskey. Let's do this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I deserve a good drink. I just killed another one.
Yes.
And
it's better
but he
than
didn't
Australian.
Because obviously he just killed the purse. You
yeah,
know?
Of course.
Right.
Sherelle's fine, and Denise Richards is like, did you know Denise Richards is Midwestern? And she says, bag.
Yeah, I do now.
It's the bag. And at this point, you know, she goes down, obviously, and is like, hey, yay, you're alive. It went through the bag. This is great news.
It just hit the bag.
They look up, and bag. They see a camera in the tree, right?
Yes. How big is this camera?
It's a camera you would,
you know. Yeah.
It's substantial. It's not a nanny cam.
Because that was my question, was like, how have they not maybe noticed that?
No, it's a good size camera and not nearly high enough for them to, like, they spot it, obviously. And so they decide we're going to throw rocks at it and knock it down. We do find out, is it Cheryl? Cheryl's the other woman, not Denise?
Cheryl
is really good with rocks.
She's great with rocks.
She's a rock-throwing champion. Thrower. And so she's able to knock the camera down. They look on the back of it, and they see the name of Denise's husband's company on it, like Dodds, whatever. She throws the camera, and she figured it all out at this point.
That's
she's
it.
She's like, this is my husband. My husband did all of this, and I bet I can find more of the cameras.
She jumps to that immediately.
Yes.
Denise knows.
Yes, she knows. So she goes, like, she knows that there's going to be a camera every 20 feet so that they can get the whole forest, blah, blah, blah. So they go 20 feet, and she's like, if we want to knock all this out, we got to find the transmitter, and I bet it's by one of these cameras. And sure enough, they find the transmitter.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Jolie is sending smoke signals at the camp.
Yes.
So of course.
They're still all separated. She randomly kills an adorable squirrel.
She had to eat.
She had to eat, man.
Gotta be honest. She doesn't do much in this movie, but they keep showing her, and so good.
No. She's that Australian. She put the squirrel on the Barbie. That's what she did.
Ah, squirrel on the Barbie.
The Barbie. That's right. Once Mark realizes that that Sherelle is still alive, it's like, we got to speed up this process, and decides to text the guy and says, move on to the next thing, which is bullets.
Bullets. He's like, go for the kill.
Go for the kill. Shot. That's exactly right. Go. And this isn't a problem, though. This isn't a problem for them. No. Denise says, hey, find the best rock you can find.
Okay.
Denise then steps out from behind a tree.
Well, one of them's really good at rocks. I already know that.
Right. Okay. So Denise comes out and is like, hey, come on. He pops out. He's about to shoot her. And then she says, now. She chucks the rock at his head. And in what I would say is the best scene in this movie.
Absolutely, the best scene.
Kind of goes like this for a while, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down situation. And they're like, should we hit him again? And then finally he falls down, which is it's the funniest scene in this movie.
Can I ask you this? I know we had to, are they playing this for laughs throughout or not?
There are laughs.
Yeah,
there are chuckles.
Okay. That's important to me.
It's campy and they're going for laughs. Okay. I mean, literally the guy is like, ooh, they're like, is he going to fall down or like what? Like, do we like hit him? This is where I said that actor nailed it. That actor, you know, he might have been not so hot at the captain part, but this part I was like, oh, that's good.
Did we say he's the captain?
No.
He's the captain.
I'm the captain. He gets unmasked at this point. Yes. They see that he's the captain. Like, oh my gosh, it's the captain.
Yes.
He's the captain. And they basically take his phone, say mission accomplished. They text Mark and like, all good.
Because he has service.
He has cell service.
He's able to text. Yeah, he has Verizon. He has a text.
Right.
And I actually just got a text and it says it's time to go to another break.
What?
I know.
Unbelievable.
So we're going to one more break and we'll be back and we'll wrap up the rest of this movie and share our thoughts on it here on Deck the Lifetime Uncorked.
Third time.
She's good with rocks.
She's good with rocks. So everybody knows a rock person.
We all have one.
We all know
someone. It was a big rock.
Big rock.
She really hit him in the face, like dead on in the face with the rock.
That's exactly right.
Great. So good for her. Bible. They find the getaway driver and basically steal his keys and drive to Mark's country house. They defer that from where they are, he must be at the country house.
They do call
it. What?
infer.
Okay. It's like they do.
Here's how they do it. They have a reason. It's not just guessing. So they get
defer is Australian for infer.
That's right.
Yes. Right.
I'm going to defer. Yeah. I'm going to defer to you guys on that one.
That's right.
But when they text mission accomplished, Mark texts back, hey, the driver's going to come pick you up, come to this location. They then tell the driver to get lost because they took the pilot's gun and point at him and say, get out of here.
Get out of here.
When they go into his car, they see a list of recently used addresses in the GPS. The most recent one is that country house. Makes That's sense. How they defer. Got it.
There you go. They defer. There you go. These are important details.
That wasn't, but great.
And they also leave the Australian. They're like, whatever. Yeah,
I think they call it in. They call it in, though. They call it like, hey, we're rescue. Here.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, so, you remember the exact coordinates of where she is?
North 110.6.
Hey, 911, write this down. We're gonna go.
They just left the Australia one out in the woods.
Yeah, they said
they sure did. So,
oh my gosh,
she gets rescued. She's fine.
All right, okay.
We get to the house.
Yes, seven Denise or eight. Richards
and Sherelle sneak into the house. They head straight to the gun room
to get guns.
They find Nene Leakes' husband, and they're like, "Oh, what are you doing here? You're bad." And he's like, "No, no, I'm good. I've been locked in here this whole time and my wife's dead and I'm really sad."
And he does tell them, hey, Mark is the only one that, like, this was his thing. We all didn't know about this. Like, he's crazy. We didn't want any part of that, blah, blah, blah.
But we learn in a twist that Sherelle's husband has political aspirations and he is secretly in on it because he had to kill his wife to garner sympathy or something.
Yeah, I think that was the play there. So they decide to split up. So Denise Richards.
I thought the other two guys were both trying to drug him.
They are.
But one of those two is in on it.
Yes.
Why would he try to drug him?
I think it was to make it seem like it's supposed to be a big twist.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So maybe he did a wink. Hey, if I ever wink at you, don't drink the drink. I don't know.
A double cross, a triple cross.
But obviously he didn't want the other guy.
He was the one that had the pills.
He had the pills. So he provided the pills that could have knocked out his buddy. And his buddy just so happened to suddenly not want to drink.
They were mints. They were mints the whole time.
But they decided to split up. Denise is like, I'm going to go after Mark. She goes to find her husband. And has a gun as well, because from the gun room. And it's like, hey. And he's like, I didn't know about this. Come here. Hugs her. It's like, I love you. Takes the gun. And she's like, you're not going to be needing this. Then points the gun at her. And is like, I know that you don't want me to be senator or whatever. And I needed you to be on my side. And she's like, I'll be on your side. And he's like, no, if I kill you, this is going to be great. If you would have died, it would have been awesome for my, you know, people would have been so sad for me. And I would have gotten votes.
If you would have died, it would have been awesome.
Yeah, and that's when Whip Nene Nene's. You got to get through
Whip Nene Nene.
Nene.
Whip Nene Nene.
Nene's husband comes around and shoots him and says, hey, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
And so no problem. We're good to go there. So she's safe, and we love that.
We're good. And we said that Denise Richards has her show off now with the husband.
Yes,
like the final thing. She pulls the gun on him and she says that, you know, he made her feel like she needed him, but she's realized that she's strong and independent. And because she was out there fighting for her survival in the wilderness, you know, so his plan actually backfired and made her not need him. So the police show up, he puts his hands up and he takes off that wedding ring and just like drops it on the floor. He's like, eh.
As the cops show up.
Yeah, that's his little last like jerk move.
Gotcha.
They take him away. We cut to the housewives are all drinking whiskey by the pool, which I thought that was a nice touch there to have the ladies drinking whiskey for once in a movie. Uh-huh. And they're like, Tanini, she's still dead.
Yeah, we did it, ladies. Her best friend's dead.
And then Denise randomly announces that she's moving to Miami, and that's the end of the movie. Yes.
That's right.
Man.
Humdinger.
Yeah. What in the world?
Wasn't what I was expecting with Hunt. Even with the synopsis that we read, I wasn't
surprised. I've got to be honest. This is the first one of these episodes that I think minute by minute, I never at any point did I go, all right, I kind of know what's going to happen from here.
Sure.
Like in most of these movies, it's like, okay, I've got the bit. And so then I still obviously listen, but I know kind of what's going to, this is just,
he doesn't listen.
You said it. I was surprised every single moment of the synopsis. It sounds awful, but like in a fun way. And if they're playing it for laughs, I just skip the intro together. I'm going to go ahead and give my.
Real quick. What are we doing here, Patrick?
So if you're new to the podcast, this is where we pour it up. We pour it up, which means we are into it, or put a cork in it, which means we're not into it. And Dan is sharing his thoughts.
So if they're playing this for laughs, too much of this is absurd for it not to be at least somewhat funny. And since I didn't know what was going to happen from minute to minute, it had to be at least somewhat entertaining. And by those standards, I got to pour it up, I think. I think I'm going to pour it up here. Pouring it up.
Great. Bran, what do you think?
This was tough because it was an entertaining movie. I did have a fun time watching this movie. My problem is this movie is begging you, the viewer, don't think about the crash. Yeah. Don't ask questions about it. Don't try to figure it out. Because if you spend any amount of time thinking about the crash, you're going to have a tough time getting through this movie. Mm-hmm. How did this happen? Why did only one of them die and all the other three just look great? Maybe a couple scratches. Because there was a minute there in the movie where they talk about, we don't remember how this even happened, where I'm like, oh, they didn't actually have a crash. They were drugged. Right. They were brought out to this site. Yeah. They had planted some plane parts to make it seem like a plane crash, but they weren't actually. But you can't do that if one of them's dead. What if them straight up died in this crash? Because that's the only way to explain why they all look as good as they do in a plane crash.
One of them's good with rocks, Brian. Yeah, I think you just have to give the plane up, right?
Four women were in a plane crash. One of them died. The other three looked like they didn't even go through a car crash. They have a couple of scratches underneath, and that's it. Which is honestly just insane. So they're begging you not to ask questions, and so as long as you don't, then this movie is an absolute pour it up. But because I unfortunately did get sucked down the rabbit trail of, wait, I have to know what happened with this crash.
You're worried about the logic of it. That kept you from enjoying it?
Yes.
Wow.
Towards the end of it. I'm having a good time.
What are you doing?
I'm putting a cork in it.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, it happens. It's not a judgment on anyone in the movie. Or like, we're not saying everyone's stupid and dumb and we hate them. We're just saying, wouldn't recommend.
This movie is better, though, if it's not a real plane crash, right? Like, if it's just a, hey, let's drug them, let's bring them out, we'll do the reality show thing. It's a
weird time for you to take a stand on something like this. Yeah. Just knowing your track record with Christmas movies.
It's a plane crash, though. And when one of them dies and the rest look amazing.
Your idea about the planting, like in a plane crash, like thing, and having them drugged and then transported, that would have been better, I think.
Because it's not like he has all the money in the world. He could have easily did that. Instead, he hired a real pilot to crash a real plane in the real woods pretty close to his house.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bold move to do.
Mm-hmm.
A bold move.
And like, where the plane had to crash in very specific coordinates.
We will set up cameras just in case somehow one of them lives. Surely not all of them will live. And then, one of them died.
One of them died. The other three, great shape.
I think that I had a hard time getting over the craziness of that, because there's just so many other ways that you could have done that.
Right. So for me, like the housewives of it all, right? I think that's a big draw here. I think that they could have leaned into that a little bit more. I mean, maybe they can't for legal reasons, but like them being like the housewives, seeing a little bit more of that ostentatiousness played out would have been fun. Like if we're gonna go for camp, I think it could have been a lot campier. And over the top with like just the characterizations of these ladies. They were a little bit too down to earth. I wanted them to be real divas. So just to contrast, like being in the woods and like that type of stuff. But and again, like with the abusive relationship stuff, it just didn't see it. I understand where they were going with it, but it didn't work for me. If we're going to do that type of movie, like, let's really get into like the nitty gritty of that and like what that's like for the character and see them go through some type of change. So yeah, I'm putting a cork in it as well.
Sounds like it was better for me to just listen to you guys talk about it than was actually watch it. There you have
usually,
it.
That's usually how it goes.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is that all the time, but this is the first ever I pour it up and both of you put a cork in it.
Yeah,
so that should tell you how good a job you guys did. Congratulations to both of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if you're a Bravo fan, you might enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know these people from whatever they're in, I think you would like it. But I'm not, and didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about these. I obviously had heard the name Denise Richards, but that was about the extent of my knowledge of them. But it's like I had the same situation going into The Ladies of the 80s, and I ended up really liking
that one. Yeah,
the housewives just didn't spend enough time actually together. Well, one of them obviously dies right away, and then they leave the Australian to fend for herself for over half the movie, and so it's really just two of them together for the bulk of the movie. And so, you know, as they were nice, they were fine together, but we don't get like fun, you know, four of them together like in the Ladies of the 80s.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. We did it.
We sure did. Patrick, this was so much fun. Check out lifetimeuncorked.com. Patrick's over there reviewing all the movies and writing blogs about them. So check that out. Patrick, anything exciting coming up on Lifetime that you're especially excited about that people maybe can DVR on the Philo or anything like that?
You know, I have not been up on my future Lifetime, so I have no idea what's coming next.
Well, there you go. Follow GTH. They'll go to Lifetime and just say it.
I'm excited for the Lindsay Lohan movie, though.
There you go.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
We will be back with another episode tomorrow. An interview.
An interview tomorrow.
I'm trying to remember what day it is. An interview is going to be a lot of fun. Until then, maybe the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
The Break the Dream podcast is produced by Aaron Shea. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.